This week on Video Death Loop.
Windmill or the spin maneuver?
Plus, what can I get for an elbow? Hey, everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. With me today, me, the host, Aaron Littleton. Gosh, I forgot how to start the show. Me, I'm a host, the host, if you might say. I'm Aaron. I've said that before. Also with me, that previously mentioned host, is Mr. John Hurst.
No, John. I am the co-host.
Did I say you're a host?
You said I'm a host. Do we both have host powers? Is it a dual hosting situation?
It's a very, very possibly. Okay, here's the thing. The very structure of this show requires that one of us be a host and one of us be a co-host.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm willing to play you for it, okay? I'm willing to play sort of a game for it.
Okay.
And we'll see who's the host. So what I'm going to do, John, is I'm going to think of a number.
Okay.
And you name a number. And if I was thinking of a number higher than the number that you guess, I'll win and I'll still be the host. But if I'm thinking of a number lower than you guessed, then I'll lose and you'll be the host for this episode. Well,
what's stopping you from just saying a higher number? It's like, nope, I was thinking of a higher number than that.
You're asking too many questions, John. Mm-hmm. This is a game. It's a fair game. I've set out the rules.
You did.
You know them. You know. Okay. You know them. You know the rules.
Those are rules. Sure are rules.
And I don't feel comfortable telling you all of the guardrails I have in place here to make sure that the game is fair.
To circumvent, yes.
Right. So, let's just go with that. So think of a number, say a number, and I'll tell you whether the number I'm thinking of is higher or lower. And again, if it's higher, I win.
Okay. I got one. I'm ready. Okay. I have a number.
Say the number.
Calculated the number. It is 82. Okay.
John, I was thinking of 83. So it was higher than the number you thought of. So I guess, I guess I'll be the host.
You know,
see how fair that is, John? You see how fair? If you had said 84.
In a reality base, yeah.
If you had said 84, it would have been higher. So, but you didn't, did you? You said 82.
It's true. I did say the words 82 sequentially at that point. And you did the number up. And darn. Yeah. I mean, that's life, baby.
That's going to hold up. That's going to hold up in any court of law.
Yeah.
Said 82. Because we have a recording of you saying it.
Yeah, it's true. Like, they can replay this recording, and the judge is like, okay, you're going to be you can be not guilty, but you got to think of the number, like what number I'm thinking of high, and like guess a higher one. And I'm going to guess a higher. I'm guilty. That's what it boils down to.
John, I have something to admit to you. Now that the game is over, I cheated.
Oh,
I cheated in that
game. Like a host would. I knew it.
Listen, you don't get ahead in this life by playing fair, John.
As a former host myself, I know that I've bend the rules to my own whims and to your demise quite a bit. So I understand. I understand the back and forth here. So congrats. Well done. Well played. I clap for you.
Thank you. John, I have one of my infamous, you might say, Oak Island updates.
Oh, no.
I have an update on the mystery of the Curse of Oak Island.
Okay, hold on.
History Channel's favorite show. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I got wine this time. I'm going to be drinking my wine while the Oak Island update happens.
Sean, I got to tell you, this update hits a little close to home. It's not your normal The Curse of Oak Island update, okay?
Is it more cursey or more Oak Island-y?
It's I'd call it a curse. I think it's, I think in general, this show has become much, much more of a curse than anything recently. So noted fan of Curse of Oak Island myself. Mm-hmm. I don't say that I believe because the Curse of Oak Island is a quality show, but it is a show that I watch, for some reason. So part of the structure of the Curse of Oak Island is they explore different theories about what could be potentially buried on Oak Island, if anything is buried on Oak Island. Mm-hmm. And who might have buried it or how it might have gotten there.
Templars, right? Usually, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay. Most of the time, 90% of the time, they're talking about the Templars.
John, okay. Good. I'm glad you remember that. I'm glad that even you, an Oak Island neophyte that only gets updated on Oak Island, like, let's call it maybe once a quarter by me.
True.
Know that Templars are an incredibly, incredibly important part of the Curse of Oak Island. But part of the structure, like I said, is they explore these different theories about who and what, and sometimes when, where, and how. And they will have what the Oak Island fandom sort of unlovingly calls the kook of the week, which is sometimes they will get people with really wild Oak Island theories, and they will bring them to Oak Island to explain to these men who have spent millions of dollars and a decade or more of their life searching for this treasure, explaining their wild Oak Island theories. Then they'll go and let them like dig a hole on the island.
that is the grand prize. That is like you get a free trip to Oak Island and you sometimes go dig a hole.
Well, I presume it's free.
Oh man! But if they make them
sometimes
pay,
they
that's,
walk
that's
around and like look at a rock or something, and they're like, "That's the rock in my theory right there. That's my theory rock.
my good old theory rock."
So I was putting my head to this now, and I wondered how they identify these kook of the weeks, right? Because they're just random people that show up. One guy came on the show. He wore like one of those wolf T-shirts and like a trench coat, and he was a very interesting individual. And I thought, boy, what if I could be a kook of the week? Could I come up with some cockamamie Oak Island theory that would so intrigue the producers of The Curse of Oak Island that I could also put myself together some wild outfit and go and secretly be on The Curse of Oak Island, drop all kinds of inside jokes?
Okay.
And so I came up with a kooky Oak Island theory, which possibly was more realistic than anything that they had. It wasn't kooky enough. All right. So, you know, the Knights Templar, which we've gone over, very popular with the Curse of Oak Island crew.
Love a Templar conspiracy.
Right.
Love it.
So there's another group of knights, and I may be saying this wrong, but they're called like the Knights Hospitaller or the Hospitalier. And they were a group of knights that were sort of temporally concurrent for a while with the Knights Templar. But they were just guys that ran like hospitals around Christendom.
Okay, knight medics.
I think maybe they were sort of the source of the idea of like the Red Cross being a symbol of like a place you could go and get healed or whatever. So at some point, the Knights Templar, by the way, we're rolling right into my very half-baked, I am not willing to back this up, theory about Oak Island, which is that, the Knights Templar did actually become, they were sort of outlawed in France, made illegal, a lot of their membership was captured and killed. And all of their assets were seized by the French government. The French government took the money, but they gave like the land and castles and stuff to the Knights Hospitaller because they were around and healing people and they liked them. Then you fast forward a while, and the Knights Hospitaller end up like very publicly coming over to the new world around the time that everyone's thinking that like this shit's getting buried on Oak Island, or at least the hypotheses that are entertained by our History Channel heroes think that happened. So my very basic theory that I sent to the producers of The Curse of Oak Island.
Whoa. Can you, like, hold on. Before you go any further with the theory, you can, like, did they just have this available publicly, like, on the
credits? No, it's not like here. It's not, I didn't know how to get, there's no. There's nothing of, like, there's no information on how to be a Kook of the Week, right? There's no information on how to say this. I literally went to the production company's website, and they had, like, a contact us form, and I typed it all in the form.
Man. Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. HTML form sending on it. The most trusted way to get any critical information.
Yep. So
tell me your theory.
I just told you my theory is that like all the Knights Hospitaller ended up with whatever the Knights Templar had, and then they brought it over to the New World and buried it. And that's based on the fact that the Knights Hospitaller, a.k.a. the Knights of Malta, they changed their name at some point to become the Knights of Malta, but it's the same group, were very historically recorded being in the New World because they were doing stuff over here. That's not even theoretical, right? Like, they were around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they were given all kinds of Templar stuff, and they had, you know, strong connections to the Knights Templar. So my theory that I suggested was that they got the treasure from the Knights Templar whenever they, you know, were given all of their assets. Maybe it was like hidden, and then they brought it over here and buried it. And you don't have to keep, because they keep hunting, like, can we prove the Knights Templar came to the New World? No, but you can prove that the Knights Hospitaller did, because that was very obvious that they did. And they had essentially inherited a bunch of stuff from the Knights Templar. So way more of a legitimate theory than anything that any of these Kooks of the Week ever bring on, right? Like, we're not looking at stars. We're just like, here's some historical records. If you're trying to get a link between the Knights Templar and the New World, here you go.
I would read that fan fiction. I totally would.
Okay. So so I'm like, hey, I'll put up a big, I'll write a presentation for this. And if you, I'll come be on the show if you want, or, you know, something. I sent this about 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. So
this, never heard anything back from Prometheus Entertainment. Never heard anything back. But this fucking week on The Curse of Oak Island, they let someone that was already on the island fucking present my theory.
Oh, shit.
That's what happened. I was like, what the fuck? I wrote to you about this. I was supposed to beat the Kook of the Week. You weren't supposed to hand this off to a ringer that's already on the television show.
You gave away your whole thing. You gotta be like, you gotta give up the debate.
I know. I gave him too much.
Yeah, it made too much sense. And you gotta tell them, it's like, you know what? I could present you more, but I need, like, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
More. There was so little detail. Now, they did expand it. Clearly, the person that, like, did it had done some work to expand my theory. But I was incensed. I was incensed that they had taken my theory and didn't even have the gall to let me know, to ask me if I wanted to come and be in the war room with Rick. And maybe Marty, and maybe Craig,
sure.
You know, Jack Bagley, Gary Drayton, you know, any of those guys. They didn't even ask. They just took my shit.
That was going to be my next thought, because I didn't realize you had wrote this like 2 years ago at this point. But
yeah, they've had time to let it perk.
Yeah, percolate and get that extra research, like extra, like maybe fine tune it on there. But I was going to ask you, what would they have done? No. I'm going to go back. Did they give it to a Kook of the Week, or was it just a standard person that was on the show?
It's like no, it wasn't like they found some other insane person to like do this.
Okay.
They have these like kind of second or third tier, you know, Oak Island researchers. They call them that, but who knows how they became wrapped up in the investigation. Mm. But it was definitely someone that had been on the show before, that had, you know, that has presented other like historical ideas. They're supposed to be doing research and then coming back and telling the team. So no, it was already someone involved. And it went on for so long. Like,
of course.
They clearly thought it was like a good thing. It stretched across multiple commercial breaks. They spent on this.
It's got like what? It's the only, this is on Discovery, right?
Or History.
Yeah, that's the only show on History. So they got to cover like 3 hours with that. I get it.
I can tell you, if anyone out there, if any of our listeners wants to watch an episode of The Curse of Oakland, I do not recommend that you do it because it is a terrible show.
I still haven't.
No one should be watching this show.
I get all my news from Aaron, who like literally just tells me during this podcast, like that's where I get all my news from the show.
Yeah, we don't talk about this otherwise. It's the episode is season 12, episode 20. Just bead it, because they found a bead, and so they always do the worst fucking puns on the show.
I'm Aaron. Like I know this is an audio based show, but the face I made at that, there's a scream forming in my head that I do not wish to like allow on the microphone, because I fear it will kill gods. But I'm going to ask my question though. Like, is it better that they present it to this way? Because I knew they were taking your theory and like you couldn't like fight back on it. But would it make you more or less incensed if they invited another Kook of the Week to present the theory you just presented in a weirder shirt than you would have picked out?
I guess it's just on me, right? That they took my theory and expanded it and gave it to like one of these like people that are already engaged on the show. Like, that's on me. I gave them too much. I should have teased it. Sent a picture of myself in like a weird, I don't know, like ghillie suit or something, so I would look weird enough to come on the
maybe like a ghillie suit, like a ghillie scarf, like maybe not an entire
ghillie suit.
Yeah, just like a little, like very, like you know, just like camouflage scarf on there, and like you know, look very sophisticated. I think it would work.
Well, you got it, John. We have talked maybe enough about the Curse of Oak Island and the Knights of Malta. We need to get to what we're doing on this here podcast, which is to watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. Now, I have a video as the host, clearly I won the host contest, so I am the host. Have a video picked out, and it's actually a listener suggestion. We don't often remind our listeners that they can send in suggestions, but they totally can. And this listener knew, Richard, who is, by his own admission, potentially destroying his social life to spread the word of Video Death Loop, which is dedication. I like.
Yeah. That's hell yeah. That's awesome.
For sure. So he sent a suggested video, and I have chosen to display this video to John, and we're going to watch it in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's see what your hosting, your deliberations brought you to that today.
Oh, John, it's a commercial for Devil Sticks, which I did not even know had commercials. I just thought
it has a name, like this little, I've seen the sticks before.
You've seen the sticks. You didn't know they were called Devil Sticks?
No, I just like I knew you do the juggling with the like the stick in the middle with the two sticks, and you do a dance, and you get some free money in the park with it.
Do you get free money in the park? Have you seen someone tip a person doing Devil Sticks?
I mean, I'm thinking about it. I don't know, but I assume that they like a monetary transaction may happen because you do a cool move with a devil stick.
I get devil sticks were a thing. I mean, I don't know. I've seen anyone doing devil sticks in a really long time. But this is a commercial from the 90s, very obviously from the 90s. Mm-hmm. Devil sticks were a thing that, I don't know, hippies did in the 90s.
Dude, we were doing so many things in the park, man. We had hacky sacks. We had sacks. Like, We had rollerblades in the 90s.
Sure.
This is the things like we have in like where we live. Like, this is the type of things I would expect in World's Fair Park at that time. Just like, just someone doing this at the time, just hanging out and
for sure. Care.
Yeah.
I mean, I have done devil sticks once or twice. I never owned a set of devil sticks.
Who gave you devil sticks?
I don't remember.
I need to tell your parents.
It is not. Listen, I could remember every single person on the Curse of Oak Island. I cannot remember a person that was like, here, try these devil sticks.
Where were you when you first, like, someone passed to the left-hand side a devil stick to you?
I mean, it's in a park. It's never not in a park, right?
Right. Like, of course. Yeah.
I think if you try and use devil sticks in a somewhere that wasn't a park, I think they would catch on fire. They're geolocated. They had the very early, like, 90s version of GPS and just the coordinates of all the parks in the world programmed into them.
Yeah.
And if you pulled them out somewhere else, they would immediately combust.
Yeah, this is obviously a set that they're in, like, trying to do it, and, like, they had so many devil sticks because they're probably, like, trying to, like, catching fire as soon as they show them really quickly. It's like, we can't just film this in the park. No, we have to do it here. We got to showcase the fun that is happening everywhere with a devil stick, not just the park.
But, sir, we specifically built an anti-park mechanisms.
That is... By God, I need you to show, like, we need to sell these, like, hotcakes. I need them to set fire if they're not in a park. But, like, sell those units.
I guess it could be a way just to move more inventory.
Yeah.
It's like on the back, you know, there's like a very, very tiny font right at the bottom of the package that they come in that says, do not use outside of a park. It will explode. And then when people call up the devil stick company, they're like, listen, my devil stick's exploded. Like, listen. There was an end user license agreement on the back of the devil stick box.
Where were you trying to use it? I was in a parking lot. Ah, that's your mistake. Yeah, you went to a parking lot. I know it says park in there, but it's a different location. It's got to be an actual park that you have to go to.
You should have read the end user license agreement. What's that? It's the 90s. That's right. Am I suggesting that the devil sticks company invented the end user license agreement and GPS? Yes, I am.
I mean, the fair forward heading. It's like, it's almost like they had to deal with the devil for these devil sticks.
Is it possible that devil sticks did actually come from Satan himself?
I mean, why would they be called devil sticks otherwise if it wasn't for, like, why, like, certainly not for promotion on this.
It does seem like a really tough sell. I mean, in the 90s, we're like 10 years out from Satanic Panic with Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
right.
It's cool.
We are so close to devil sticks, like, to that era. It just seems, especially for attempting to sell something to children, which there are children in this commercial playing with the devil sticks.
It's weird. It's like it's children, and then there's like weird 20-somethings that you would actually see at the park playing with these.
Yes, exactly. He just got off his work at Jamba Juice. Mm-hmm. He's out in the park enjoying some sunshine, throwing some devil sticks around.
Drinking a Josta Cola and then playing with the devil
yes,
sticks.
Yes, excellent. A Josta Cola in some Chicos.
Yes.
Is he shirtless? He very well might be.
I think that, like, depends on how energetic the devil sticks get. Maybe midway through the day, yeah, a little bit shirtless.
Taking the shirt off. Maybe you're wearing a flannel shirt. You've got the flannel shirt tied around your waist.
Yeah,
that's a look. Shirtless, but with the flannel shirt tied around your waist.
It's like a headband, but for your waist at that point.
For your yes, exactly. Yeah. Because I do think that, like, shirt around the waist was like a very popular look. Even there are multiple people in this video itself with shirt tied around the waist. It's like, guys, you're going to be in a commercial. Do you want to untie your shirt from your waist? No.
No. I might need my flannel shirt later. It might get cold.
It might get cold in the commercial. So I'll have to put it on. I've got to have it with me.
Mm-hmm.
There is actually, at the end, it does name something called Harvey Freeman, the original Harvey Freeman Devil Sticks. Harvey Freeman must be the person that made the deal with Old Scratch
at the crossroads
for these sticks.
The Devil's Crossroads for these sticks.
Yes. He wanted to learn how to play the banjo. Mm-hmm. What he found out, what he got was devil sticks.
Dude, the devil teaches so many people how to learn play goddamn guitar. He's tired of that shit. Like, he's had to fight Charlie Daniels. He's had to, like, you know, give that to so many blues artists over the years. Like, you know, sometimes he was like, you know what? You're getting something different, Harvey Freeman. I'm going to give you something that the children are going to love. And like, he brings in these three sticks, and Harvey Freeman's like, what the fuck is this? It's like, devil sticks! The devil's trying to sell them on it. Harvey Freeman's not buying it. But, you know, he did sell his solo, so he's got to take it in the end. He's got to do something with it.
The devil did not go, like, a discount for
like
the devil sticks?
How do you discount this, a soul? How do you discount
a
soul?
I mean, like, a body part? Like one bar, you know, like your foot's soul.
Oh, like does it just mean like occasionally you'll trip or like what? How does that work? Because it's not your foot.
I think
foot
it's just when you're in the afterlife.
Okay.
Every part of you is fine except for your foot, which is in hell being tortured. And so you just have one foot that's like constantly in pain.
Oh, so, I mean, that's almost worth, because you're going to go to, like, Heaven's hors d'oeuvre party and shit, and they're just going to be like, hey, like, you know, try it. They're simply divine. And I can't. I got this terrible devil's athlete's foot going on. I cannot deal with it right now. That's all I can think about for eternity.
I mean, in a way, though, wouldn't that, that's still the devil gets a win, doesn't he? Devil gets his win.
True.
I mean, if that is somehow worse, like you think, oh man, I'm just selling my foot soul. Hell yeah, let's do it. Let's get devil sticks, and then you're in heaven later, and you're like, oh man, this extra sucks.
Yeah,
One foot hurts.
Yeah, the other's fine. Your rest of you feels great. You're the guy who's just complaining about his foot all the time because it's in hell.
You are probably not anyone's favorite guy in heaven, because everyone else is doing great, and you are such a fucking mood buster. Like, oh man, here comes Harvey Freeman. Yeah. He's gonna talk about his hell foot again.
It's like, yeah, we know it's burning and suffering and poked with pitchforks. Yes, we know, Harvey.
we were having a real good time over here, Harvey. We were playing with angel sticks.
Yeah.
Which is ironically the same fucking thing. Had he only offered his foot soul to God instead, he could have caught angel sticks.
I mean, God just figured everyone had angel sticks. Like, he didn't, like, that's why on the eighth day, like, he, you know, seventh day he rested, eighth day he could have given angel sticks to everyone, but he decided, you know, that's enough.
He was just hanging out in the park playing angel sticks.
Yeah. What else do you do for eternity?
I don't know. I feel like if I meet God and he's playing with something like devil sticks, I'll be like, yeah, this kind of tracks.
Okay, so if the devil gets a foot soul, is he like, does he get other parts? Does he like eventually get like one human worth of soul from that? Like, does he build a human body in hell for that? Like, how does that work?
Sort of like a Frankenstein soul situation.
Yeah, like you eventually get like someone's like head soul and something, and like form the head or something.
I mean, we're getting into deep metaphysical questions that I feel very comfortable answering. Let's be honest. I mean, yes, I think he would get up to that at some point, right? I think if he walks away, he's got Harvey Freeman's foot soul, and he's like, well, maybe I've got some other shit that I can offer people for parts of souls, and we can kind of put together a whole soul. And so he's just kind of rummaging around. He's got like, okay, and he sells somebody like deviled eggs. For like the other foot soul.
He's just selling like really like things that are named after the devil.
Named
the people.
Devil, yes,
like,
exactly.
Here's some devil's food. Just
devil's food cakes. A lot of food. Deviled ham. I mean, if this is like Hangman, if we are playing Hangman, you know, we've got four body parts at this point? Three, four body parts at this point?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good, actually, yeah.
I mean, if we could say we've got, if we've got 2 feet, two legs, I mean, we're up to the waist. Mm-hmm. Tie us a flannel shirt around that waist, and let's just keep going, right?
Oh, yeah. You eventually, that becomes like, that's like the devil, like Satan's side project happening right there. It's like, when Eli has a long day in hell, like, he comes home, it's like, I need to work on a hobby. He needs to get out something different. It's like, let me put together, like, let me patch together a soul for suffering.
Yeah. Let me find some more shit to sell. I'm having a tough time thinking of additional devil things, though.
Like, devil, like, the devil's... Oh no!
Devil's three-way. Yep.
Devil's three-way. Yeah.
Yep. They're like, I'll teach you the devil's three-way for your torso's soul.
I was gonna say for your dong soul, but yeah, that also works too.
Yeah. Either way, for your dong soul. All right. What is it? It's two guys and a girl. Shit. I really didn't need Satan to take my dick soul to learn what that was.
This all happening on the same crossroads, by the way. Just like everyone just comes by and he's like, ah, hold on, I got you. I got something for you. Rummages through there. It's like, ah, yeah. yes, I got like the devil's horns. How about that? You put your forefinger and your pinky finger up and like put it down, like, you know, like the, you know, devil's horns. That's what the devil does.
Yeah, you get a hand for that. Devil, yeah. You get indie video game darling Devil Daggers. It's like, listen, that is on sale on Steam right now.
That's a good game,
Devil,
man.
I don't need to give you my left hand soul for that. Come on. I'm building like a guy.
if the devil came to you, it's like I don't know. It's like, come on, I'm building a guy. Like, just try to plead with you like that. Would you give him a hand?
Is my hand going to be in torturous pain for all of eternity?
Maybe. I would say closer to yeah.
I think there are absolutely some people that can be guilted into it. I don't know I'm one of those people, because it's very hard to guilt me into doing anything.
Okay. There's a part in this commercial, by the way, where they're showcasing the devil sticks, and there's a bunch of devil sticks on the side. Like, they're like, yes, join us in the devil stickery.
Like, just out of camera, there are dozens of devil sticks enjoyers. There's way more than these, like, three people that we rearrange in different orders and hope that you don't notice.
In different shirts and flannel.
Yep. They had a very small budget for, like, please dress like a grunge rocker.
Did you see this commercial in the 90s? I feel like this had to be like on Nickelodeon or something, right?
Maybe. I don't have any recollection. I'm not saying that I didn't see it, but I don't have any recollection of it.
Okay.
I mean, it's very, like, I don't know where it would be. Have you ever been in, like, one of those toy stores that you get into sometimes in, like sort of resort towns or whatever?
Where they'll have
a TV on, like, running commercials for the weird stuff they have in there.
Yeah,
I feel like it would maybe be in something like that.
Yeah, like one of those gift stores that you go to when you only go to a touristy spot and they have just nothing but stuff like this. Like, that's where all the devil sticks went.
You get like moon balls and, you know, just like branded versions of like weird games.
Branded slinkies.
Yeah. And they're like, and then they'll just have like a little TV running that's got like commercials for all of them on there.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, like boogie board, you get like a boogie board there and like devil sticks. And I'm thinking of one very in particular. I'm saying, you know, they're like that. But there's like one store I've been to that's like that. And I'm just assuming that there are other stores that have a TV that run commercials for their ads, their products. Yeah.
No, they definitely need, they are trying to sell units really quick. They do not want to see these devil sticks anymore. They made a terrible mistake. They sold, they got the devil's playhouse from the Satan on there. And that's what they named their store with that, like for exchange for their shoulder, the soul's shoulder at that point.
They got a whole store named after the devil for his shoulder?
Yeah, left shoulder.
And Harvey Freeman only got the idea of like three weird sticks for his foot?
Hey, patent pending on that devil sticks, man.
Well, he had to go and apply for the patent. I do not think the devil gave him the patent. I think he was like, here's a drawing, figure it out.
I would have made a deal with the devil. It's like, no, okay, you know, you can give me the devil sticks, but you got to apply for the patent. I don't want to do that shit.
It's gonna take a knee. You gotta take a knee to do that.
I'm willing to go upwards to shin for that.
A shin just to not fill out paperwork.
It's a lot of work and it takes so much time, man.
I guess we did just get past tax day. Maybe you're sort of.
I'm over
burnt out on it.
Yeah, I don't need another form for everything. Thank you. I'm good.
I know a crossroads you could go to. You can get the devil's 1040.
Oh man. It just gives you, it's a standard 1040. It just says word, it's written out like first name devil.
What's your social security number? 666. Never mind. Obviously. It's just all sixes. It's just all sixes.
Yeah, it's not even a valid number. It's just like 666.
Yeah, it's three. What's the rest of them, sir? Nothing.
No. It's weird that there's another narration voice outside of, there's like three or four narration voices in this commercial now that I realize it, but there was at the very end, it's like, yeah, the Harvey Freeman original devil sticks at the.
Yeah, there is sort of an overture of like, other people are bootlegging these now, but don't buy them, buy only ours.
Yeah,
like they hit that a couple of times in this commercial.
Yeah, if you don't get the official Harvey Freeman devil sticks, you are playing with your life. You know, you could be, that could be unsolicited. You could do that in outside of a park, and
it could be that the Catholic Church has recommended no one buy devil sticks because they're unholy, and then they have like Catholic sticks, or they're selling angel sticks. It's the same thing, right? It's the same thing. You just. So there, it's Harvey Freeman versus the Catholic Church at that point.
Okay, makes sense on there. Yeah, the only difference with like Catholic sticks is like you have to like as you're doing it, you have to confess your sins while balancing the stick. It's not nearly as fun at that point, but you know it gets the point across.
Yeah,
you're having a little fun.
You've got to enjoy the Knights of Malta if you buy devil sticks to become forgiven. Sail over to the New World, build a hospital.
Yeah. Show off the devil sticks. What?
Okay, on the John. What if I try again to get on the Curse of Oak Island, but this time I just show up and do my devil stick dance while I'm in the war room explaining my theory?
It's quite simple, and I can explain it through visual representation. And then you just do this. This does not explain anything at all. You're still talking through. First of all, you got to get good devil sticks. I'm sorry, that's a requirement here.
I want to do that.
But do you want to be on the Curse of Oak Island?
I do want to be on the Curse of Oak Island. I very much do.
Then you need to buy some Harvey Freeman official devil sticks and get to work.
Fine.
Yeah, fine. But you do this, but you, like this explains nothing though. Like, but the words you said, if you combine it, your narration with the devil sticks, I think it could work. I think it could work, Aaron.
What if I swear to God, if I walked on Oak Island and I was like, I'm going to teach you my theory through the dance of devil sticks, and then I just did like a devil stick dance and said no other words and then walked out, it still wouldn't be the weirdest shit they've heard on that show.
I mean, they found a bead and were very excited. I'm pretty sure you would like fucking open up the pit at Oak Island with that
John,
shit.
Can I tell you a really sad secret?
Yeah, tell me.
They only found half a bead. It was broken.
How do you find half a bead? How do you find half a bead? A bead's not big. It's not a big bead.
This was even smaller. This was even smaller, Sean. This was even smaller. Someone didn't. Someone only sold like one leg hair to the devil. It's the devil's bead.
Oh, that's like worse because it's just going to be itchy in that spot for all eternity. Like, you can't even complain to anyone about that. It's just, like, weird.
Just save it, move on. John, I'm going to tap. I cannot watch these people play with devil sticks anymore. I
mean, they look like they're having a little fun, Aaron.
They do. They always did look really fun, and they also looked really easy, but then whenever you did it, they kind of weren't, were they?
No, they, like, I have tried to juggle in the past, and I can juggle two balls, and adding a third one, it's like, nope, I'm good. I am incapable. I've never had that ability.
I can juggle three balls a little. Like a little. I can. I can get into a thing and I can probably do it for, I don't know, 30 to 45 seconds before my coordination just gives out on me.
Can you hacky sack?
Oh man. I don't know.
I can kind of hacky sack.
Hacky sack, yeah. You're just kicking a little thing. You just kick a little ball. It's not like it's going anywhere.
Yeah.
If you miss it, you just pick it up, kick it again. Just
kick it. It's still good.
Yeah, it is still good. It's still good.
I remember in high school there was like the little 10-minute period before lunch ended that everyone was outside and like just trying to like people would kick around the hacky sack, and I always wanted to be part of the cool hacky sack crew on that, but I was never that coordinated. And I tried to get pretty good at hacky sack, but by the time I was okay at it, like, I graduated and high school was behind me and as well. But my future, my regrets stayed with me till this day, honestly.
I don't remember a ton of hacky sacking in college.
Not really.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if you sent me back in time to our college campus and I walked around and I saw some dudes like hacky sacking. I wouldn't be surprised. But also, I don't have a strong memory of hacky sacks by then. I think they had kind of died off very rapidly.
Yeah, we were kind of in that, like, no one liked fun for a while, like, when we went to college. Like,
we only liked the internet. We just got the internet.
We just got the internet. We are making sure that the IT people regret us giving us internet for all our deeds.
Oh, boy. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. Thank you especially to Richard for suggesting that video and writing a nice letter to us. We appreciate that. If you have a video you'd like for John and I to watch, send us an email, questions@videodeathloop.com. I will get to them when I get to them. I did get to them eventually. It's a few weeks out. Apologize for that. You can also find us on Blue Sky, whatever the insane URL for Blue Sky is, bsky.app/videodeathloop, something like that. Type that in and see if that gets you anywhere. If you send it there, it's much more likely John will get that.
It's true.
It is very true. But again, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. We'll take enemies. Everybody's somebody's enemy, I imagine.
Yeah.
Folks, see you next time. Bye.
Bye.